Welcome to the Healthy Celiac Podcast. I'm your host, Belinda from belindawheelan.com, and here you will learn to live your very best life with celiac disease. Now, we are going to be talking all about health-related topics because you, my friend, are more than just a woman with celiac disease. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the Healthy Celiac Podcast, where we explore all things related to gluten-free living, health, and wellness. Now, today's episode is eye-opening. We are diving into the world of ultra-processed foods and their impact on our health. But first, I just wanted to quickly say thank you to each and every one of my listeners, because just this week, I have celebrated the podcast turning 3 years old. Now, it has been absolutely incredible sharing with you over the years, and I never in a million years could have anticipated how this show would impact people around the world. So when I first started the show, my goal was basically to inspire more people to be empowered with their celiac diagnosis and to share insights with you and my knowledge so that you're not alone like I was in the beginning. The show has been downloaded now in 122 countries and now has 150 episodes. So without my listeners, this show wouldn't exist. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for being here and all the beautiful feedback and comments that you share with me. It truly makes my day and I absolutely love hearing from you. Okay, so back to the episode. So first up, what are ultra processed foods? Let's define what an ultra-processed food is. So they're also known as UPFs, and I'll be referring to them as UPFs throughout the episode. So these are products that undergo multiple industrial processes, and they often contain things that are like additives, colors, flavors, things like that. So think of packaged snacks, sugary cereals, fizzy drinks, and ready-to-eat meals. So often an ultra-processed food is something that you couldn't recreate in your own kitchen. And recently, some researchers conducted the largest review of its kind, and they analyzed data from almost 10 million people. And the results were staggering, and they show us just how important it is to eat a balanced and healthy diet. So the study found that exposure to UPFs was directly associated with 32 health parameters spanning various aspects of well-being. So UPFs were linked to a higher risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and even adverse mental health outcomes. So, you know, the saying, you are what you eat, it's so true. And the study also found connections between UPF consumption and cancer risk, as well as premature death. So let's talk about this and break down some of the specific health issues that are related to UPFs. So ultra-processed foods contribute to heart disease because of their high sugar, fat, and refined salt content. And certain additives and preservatives in UPFs may increase cancer risk. And I know you've heard so many things cause cancer, but they found it in this study. So regular consumption of UPFs is associated with insulin resistance, and something that I don't think that is, you know, there's enough understanding around is how food can play a huge part in mental health. So depression and anxiety are more prevalent among those with a UPF heavy diet. So, you know, it makes sense when you start to understand the whole gut and brain axis. So UPFs may also exacerbate things like respiratory and gastrointestinal disorders, and many people with asthma can be triggered by food additives. So, you know, gut problems are related to a poor diet. And for us living with celiac disease, if we continue to eat a diet full of ultra-processed food, it can make our healing time take even longer due to the lack of nutrient-dense food being consumed. So, you know, what can we do about this? If you eat a lot of ultra-processed foods, it can be a challenge to, you know, change your ways and your habits. But like anything, if you start small, your new habits can add up to making big changes. So let's talk about some ways that you could maybe lower the amount of UPFs that you're consuming. So I know we are always reading labels for gluten-free, but really, you know, read labels and really look at what's in those ingredients. So being mindful of what's in your food. So start to look at what is in there. If you can't pronounce an ingredient, maybe think twice about it. It's probably some chemical that's created in a lab. So, you know, cook more meals at home, prepare fresh meals whenever possible. And that way you get to control what is added to your meals, and you'll be pleasantly surprised how much money you can save by eating this way, because packaged food is expensive and the cost does add up when you start to buy more and more of these processed packaged gluten-free foods. So limit your UPFs, gradually reduce your reliance on these ultra-processed foods. And you can do this by swapping out snacks for healthier non-processed options. And this is where choosing whole foods comes in. So, you know, picking more fruits, vegetables, whole grains that are gluten-free, of course, and lean proteins. And remember, you know, your health is precious. When you prioritize whole nourishing foods and minimize your exposure to ultra processed foods, not only will you feel better, but you'll look better and you'll have a higher chance of avoiding many of these health issues that were found within this study. Now, before I go, if you live in a country that allows up to 20 parts per million of gluten in your gluten-free packaged and processed foods, another benefit to lessening the amount of processed foods that you eat is you'll also reduce your risk further of gluten exposure. So within my program, Ultimate Celiac System, I dive deep into how gluten-free foods allowing 20 parts per million can actually add up to you exceeding the safe daily threshold of gluten. So if you think that you might be struggling with this, I urge you to find out more how this program can support you. So head to belindawheeland.com/ultimate celiac system and find out more. So I'll pop a link directly below and also in the show notes. So thank you so much for tuning into the show, and I look forward to talking with you again very, very soon. Have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, head to belindawheeland.com to get yourself a free copy of my exclusive ebook, 11 Mistakes People Make Going Gluten-Free Living with Celiac Disease.